This is the Mid-Michigan Pet Expert Talk Show on more compelling talk radio, 1320 WILS. Now, here's Rick Preuss and Lee Cullen, a couple of guys that can only hope to be house trained.
We're back here with the Mid-Michigan Pet Expert Talk Show. And Rick, we have with us as our guest on the line, Wayne Morris, who works for a nonprofit called Ricky's Refuge in Virginia. And he has sponsored a unique event that's going to be taking place on Facebook. And it's called Black Cat Appreciation Day. Wayne, welcome to the show.
Well, thank you, folks, very much. I'm happy to be here.
Oh, it's our pleasure to have you. Wayne, can you explain to us how this whole thing evolved and where you stand at the moment since you've launched the whole Black Cat Appreciation Day program on Facebook?
It would be my pleasure. Basically, how it came about was I'm involved with a lot of different shelters and agencies, and it's been pointed out to me that the least likely pet adopted and most often euthanized is physically the black cat. I would assume primarily because of the superstitions and the myths and the bad luck kind of thing with witches and demons.
Okay. And continue the journey. Where are we at now?
Okay, I'm sorry. So what I did was I created a page called Black Cat Appreciation Day on Facebook. It's an event that's ongoing. We created a date, August 17th, to celebrate the existence of the black cat, to share the love, so to speak, to try to dispel the myths, okay, and to help create adoption situations. So far to date, quite a few animals have been adopted based on the public awareness that is going on. The page itself is ongoing on Facebook. It's called Black Cat Appreciation Day.
Okay.
We have 22,930 people so far attending, and I believe the page has been running for about a week and a half.
Okay, and so we have a listening audience, I hope, of many thousands, and they can log on too, I assume.
Oh, yeah, it's an open event. Anybody's welcome to attend, share pictures, stories, you know, show their support and love for animals in general. We certainly welcome anybody with a pet or even without a pet to come on and, you know, state their opinion and, you know, offer good luck and good wishes and, you know, the like, you know, to support this problem that the shelters have today.
Can you think of some of the stories that they've been putting on Facebook that come to light? Anything you've read that's really touched your soul?
Sure. We've had quite a few. One in particular was a man, sadly, in England who had a black cat, and a bunch of bullies came by his place. His cat was in his backyard, and they had sicked their dogs on this cat and sadly killed it. And he was pouring his heart out and, you know, giving us all these little things about what happened. That was one. Many other people, of course, showed their general support, you know, for the event, you know, by wishing us well. A few people had adopted through this, you know, through this event. We've also learned some pretty interesting myths and stories, one of which is called the Angel's Touch. Black cats, back in the days of witch burning in this country, were killed. They were considered demonic. And there was an edict that was brought about that any cat with a white patch or marking would be spared of this fate. And they referred to it as the Angel's Touch. There's a lot of interesting stories, a lot of things to read on the page, you know, people interacting with other people. It's just an ongoing, wonderful thing, positives and sad events that occur in people's lives. And I think that anybody, if they have a moment, should check the page out, post pictures of their pets. Let's bring the attention to the public out there that these animals are like any other cats. We love them all. We love all the dogs. We just want to give them an even keel, so to speak, you know, put them up there with all the other colors of cats. They're not evil. They're not witches. They're not monsters. They're animals that need love and homes. So, you know, let's get out there and you know, adopt some pets. Let's start looking at the black cat, as they do in many other countries, as lucky.
There you go.
Well, and Wayne, that was the question that I was led to, because the unique thing about your platform is Facebook is worldwide, and you begin to get into cultural variations where different people in different countries do have different backgrounds and beliefs about black cats. What have you observed so far from people? Have you seen any of these cultural variations?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, we seem to be touching Russia, Germany, France, Great Britain, Canada, you know, many, many various countries. And, of course, you get conflicting stories based on the location, you know. In England and Ireland, I've heard that black cats are considered very lucky, and they do not share the same status that they do here in the States. We, for some reason, I mean, my father even did the same thing. He goes, oh, black cats crossing our path, you know. It's interesting and fun to see all the cultural differences, as you pointed out. You know, and again, we are doing our best and giving it a full move ahead to try to promote this idea, especially here in the United States, that these animals do need our love and homes.
Yeah. The problem isn't the cat. The problem is we have to look at the mirror and say, hey, we're a human being and we love everything equally, and we have to get rid of all that negative stereotype garbage that every one of us, you as a child, I myself as a child, Lee as a child, we're all exposed to that, you know.
Yeah.
We're not immune to that. And so it just takes an awareness. So we thank you very, very much for the idea of coming up with how do you make awareness. Well, you know, Facebook is a great media, you know. You're doing a fantastic job there.
Well, I think you guys are doing equally a fantastic job. I hope that you continue to have this success with your radio show. I can certainly tell that you people are wonderful people that have big hearts and, like myself, you know, appreciate all things that live on this planet. You know, there's very few people out there that support the idea of anything other than human life as being of value. Mm-hmm. And, you know, a program such as yours, I believe, is vital to adding to the coexistence of such wonderful, you know, wonderful creatures. You guys are just totally awesome.
Well, we appreciate that. Wayne, let me ask this question. It's kind of, let's go beyond this first appreciation event. One of the most important times of the year for protecting especially black cats is as we get closer to Halloween, because there are people of bad intent that will sometimes adopt them for the wrong reasons. Do you have any plans to do anything related to that to create awareness at that specific time?
Well, actually, it's funny that you bring this up. Many, many people have been posting on the event page, you know, warning people, you know, about keeping their cats inside, you know, during the Halloween celebration, if you want to call it that. A lot of adoption agencies out there will not adopt a cat during the month of October and the last few weeks of September, because there are also people that will look at the cat as a prop and then just bring it back. So, yeah, we're making people aware that Halloween is not a good thing, especially in the United States, to allow your pet freedom to roam on your property outside. There are people out there that are just cruel, and we all know that. And we're trying to bring that to the alert and attention of our page readers.
Well, Wayne, we want to thank you for what you're doing. We've been speaking this morning with Wayne Morris, who is with Ricky's Refuge in Virginia, and he is sponsoring the page Black Cat Appreciation Day on Facebook. And we ask all of you to go onto Facebook and like the page and take a look at what Wayne has done there. And we want to thank you for what you've done, Wayne, and for coming on the show. We appreciate it.
Well, I wanted to also equally thank you guys. You guys are just totally fantastic, and we appreciate the fact that you've given us an opportunity to have voice on your fine radio station.
Well, it's what we do, and we want to thank you for it. And, Rick, we've got to go through and finish up, because, unfortunately, just like every week, we've run out of time again. What are we to do except come back next week with another topic right here on the Mid-Michigan Pet Expert Talk Show, which is what we're going to do. So on behalf of producer Mark Price and my co-host Rick Pruce, this is Lee Cohen wishing all of you a great weekend, and we'll see you next week. And please take good care of your pets. Have a great week, everybody.
If you're out of the listening area, you can hear our show live online. Go to 1320wils.com and click on the Listen Live link. Got some ideas, suggestions, questions? Email us at mmpets@1320wils.com. Join our Facebook page at Mid-Michigan Pet Expert Talk Show. You can upload your own pictures, make comments, and interact with other pet enthusiasts.
You never give it. Peeling the years away, and we can't relive it. Oh, I make you laugh, baby, you make me cry. I believe it's time for me to fly.